Lou? Lou, you ever been married? You do me a favor? If you ever think you want to get married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, you want to get a house, you want to get a car, maybe raise a family, do me a favor, will you, Lou? Remember this face. Then it's the face of hell, Lou. It'll be your face every day.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. And with me today, we have Howard Lucas Highland.
How high here today?
Say hello. And we have Shane Daffron. Say hi, Shane.
Yo.
You can listen to us live every week at www.fcac.org/WEBR. We are on 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. Archives can be found at www.inpapasbasement.com. And Howard, as one of the characters of DirtyTissues.com, would you like to give away the URL to that one?
I have no idea what you're talking about. My name is not mentioned anywhere involved with that comic.
I believe you are the character of Lou.
I don't see the resemblance.
None whatsoever. He just happens to be another lanky half-Asian gentleman who has an affinity for marijuana. But, okay. So you're not going to give away the URL, you wise ass. Screw you. It's www.dirtytissues.com. Please remember the S, the plural on the tissues, because Dirty Tissue is a rather vividly pornographic site, if I
what
do say so myself. Yeah, I know. I'm amazed we got Dirty Tissues, but hell, go us. Laugh on mic, man. Laugh on mic. Let someone laugh during the show. But, I don't know, man. I was just going through show prep today, and you know, which consists of me panicking at about noon, like, what the hell am I gonna do? And I woke up about 11:30. You know, I'm proud to admit that. Screw it, makes it sound like I partied the night before, even though I just watched TV with my mom all day and ate food for free at her house.
Dude, that's a party. What are you talking about?
Whatever. You know, I gorged. Why didn't Fat Little Whore play the clip? God damn it. Oh, great. Why is the volume down? Oh, yeah. Okay. I shut off the cart iPod channel. Good for me.
You fat little whore!
There we go.
That's better.
15 seconds after the fact. Kill me. But I don't know about you guys. Last year was living with someone. I don't mean that in a gay way. I just had a roommate I shared a bathroom with. And
You are gay.
You kind of, in that situation, don't have an option to do if it's yellow, let it mellow. You know what I mean? You just flush out of courtesy regardless. Howard, you're furrowing your brow. What are you?
Nah, I mean, if it's another guy, like, what's the big deal?
I don't know. I always felt I had to flush, even if it was another dude. Because the guy I was with would even put down the damn toilet seat.
Well, that was because he had a woman living there 23 hours a day.
Nah, it wasn't that often. And besides, I think you leave it up to let her know business, you know? Make sure a puberty's on the seat. Just like, yeah, bitch, yeah.
Marking your territory.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I don't think everyone thinks the way you do. I think perhaps there was some courtesy involved.
As I get older, I realize that more and more. Everything I accept as normalcy is really not. And hopefully I'll make a good living off it one day. And otherwise, it will lead to my institutionalization.
Yeah, I think out in L.A., they might find it charming.
Yeah, yeah, could be like the neurotic Jew who isn't a Jew or something, you know? Whatever, man.
Maybe yeah, did you see John Turturro playing a terrorist and Zohan?
No, but I mean, he plays everything, man. I love him for it.
He'll unidentifiable ethnic origin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What the hell is he? Turturro sounds Italian, right?
Yeah, but then he was in he plays a lot of Jewish characters, too.
Yeah.
Mexican.
Oh, I would, too, in Hollywood. Arabic, if yeah. I could. There's a great Kevin Spacey movie. You've seen it, Swimming with the Sharks.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
You've never seen that?
Nah.
Amazing film. Amazing.
Now, what is so amazing about that film, John?
It's just completely sinister, black movie. I don't mean black in like the, Big Mama's House sense. I mean, It's
darkness, everybody.
It's very, very bleak film about, you know, L.A. early 90s.
See, now I got a picture in my head of Kevin Spacey in the Big Mama's outfit. So thank you very much. About that.
It's Tyler Perry type black movie. Great. I yanked out my headphones. I was flying without a net for a second. Anyhow, there's a scene where he's going on to his assistant about, hey, you need to get me like tickets for a seat at this one, probably, oh God, a Yom Kippur thing. And he's like, oh, Bach, I didn't realize that was a Jewish last name. He turns to his assistant. He says, oh, it's Jewish enough. You know, that's what it takes to get ahead in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
This is my only Jewish sound clip. It's not even going to work. It's too short. It could be any kind of chanting.
Yeah, I don't even know what that was supposed to be.
I wanted like some like long Hebrew prayer, but I couldn't really get a one.
Well, you had your Hebrew clip from last week that you played over.
I have
over
the Hebrew song from last week. Let's dig that up really, really quickly. No, screw it. But getting back to the story, I got my own potty now, like a big boy. First potty I've ever just been able to call my own. And I had kind of, you know, I better in sounding lazy, I wanted to be an environmentalist, if you will. And so I just take piss after piss in this thing and not flush. Which, Howard, you're nodding. I guess.
Do the same. Yeah, I live alone right now, so.
It's not a big deal. Shane, do you flush after each wee-wee?
Pretty much, yeah. But then again, I have cats that I live with it. I don't want drinking that stuff, so.
Wouldn't it teach them a lesson, or would they just keep doing it?
My cats are retarded, man.
Really?
There's just no stopping
them. That's amazing.
God damn. That's horrible.
I know.
Oh, God. No, I take that back. I've seen my dog drink my piss before. God bless her.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, good old Nike, that tank. But I noticed maybe a couple weeks ago I came in, and I'd had maybe like a half day of piss sitting in there. Just, you know, didn't have to crap, or maybe I did it at a neighbor's, because, you know, why not? It stank like all hell.
Yeah.
It'll do that, man.
Really?
It's human waste. What do you expect?
Well, I was really, like, at first I was like, maybe it's mold or something. Like, a towel's getting funky. So I swapped the towels and, like, you know, kind of cleaned the bathtub, which means you splash it with water if you're a guy.
Right.
You don't really do a damn thing. I mean, I'll be honest. The only time I ever clean my bathroom is if I know a chick is going to be staying the night. And then it gets spick and span real damn fast.
I've been dating my girlfriend for, like, 18 months now. I don't flush anymore for her. Like,
that's pretty good.
Well, at 18 months, you shouldn't have to anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty good, man. I gotta say.
I mean, you hear the complaint and then
you just laugh.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
there are two bathrooms in this house. That's the nice thing. I live by myself with two bathrooms, so it's
One's mine. Just send her to the other one. Yeah, that's your litter box.
Yeah. Although I gotta say, like, getting back to the actual rule itself, coffee smells terrible. Like, I actually just can't deal with it. If I drank coffee.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's impossible. That's when I first noticed that, like, you just can't let it sit forever.
I have heard both coffee and smokes make not only your piss smell, like, rancid, your issue, your number three.
Your issue, that's nice.
Your mother of pearl cream.
Ah, your number three, that's a great term.
Yeah, it gets rank, too. So, yeah, I just, you know, don't drink coffee and ask for a ton of head. That's all I'm saying. But today, it was the worst I've ever smelled it. Like, I couldn't believe... Had you told me people had like a turd fight in there, it smelled like someone raped a can of tuna with a turd. It was so bad, man.
Oh, my Lord, man.
I mean, I was bowled over, and it's my own stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's, but I guess because I wasn't there when it was created, it just disgusts me. Like, you have to think it's, you know, it's that kind of self-love thing where if you can take a messy crap and just sit there in the middle of it, and you're just like, oh, yeah. And, you know, it smells, but at the same time, you love it. Why is there silence?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
You've never just sat in the middle of your own messy storm and
I will admit.
And like raised your hands like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Every once in a while, I have pulled a fat bastard. You get like a little fart, and you're kind of like, "Oh, that's magic," you know. But it's not quite the same thing as when you're doing a number two, man.
Gonna tell me like. You make a number two, and then you run out like a thief in the night, like
no, I'm gonna
holding
tell you,
your nose. Like
I'm going to tell you I give myself my own courtesy flush when I do a number two.
Clutching lilacs to your chin?
I do not allow the suction to be broken. I flush it before I even get up.
Wow. I would do that in my old bathroom because it didn't have a fan. And again, courtesy with the roommate. But this one has a fan. It's my own bathroom. I'll devastate it if I damn well please.
It's nothing about not wanting to devastate my own bathroom. I have my own bathroom. It's just,
yeah.
Why not?
Really? Wow. You are going to make someone an excellent wife someday, Shane.
I can't wait, man.
Oh, my God. But this was so bad. I kind of had to, like, run in with my mouth covered, like, doing the hand ninja mask, and flush it and run out. And it took, like, 3 minutes before it was even breathable.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what was in my whiz yesterday that did that. I'd like to find out.
And now the ultimate question, is this going to cause John to change his behavior?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Dude, I've been flushing it every time now. I don't know. It's maybe all the urine I left in there is why it kind of has mold, too. Like, this brown stain. Like, it looks like the bottom of a coffee cup now.
Yeah, it's strange, that smell you described. That's actually, I believe, the smell of the hivy.
Yeah, it's the smell of the hiv I got from raw-dogging a skank. A couple weeks back. I have the super hiv.
Well, at least now you know how to identify it.
Yeah, just my urine smell.
No need to go into the doctors for a hivy test anymore. You're just like, why don't you just piss in your bathroom and let it flow overnight? I'll come and take a whiff, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, exactly. I can now smell a hobo's piss while walking by and go, dude, you got 6 months. That's full-blown AIDS piss right there. Oh, my God. Oh, and then it got me thinking about, like, you guys, Shane, you were a Boy Scout?
I was.
You were an Eagle Scout, right? Or that was Leo?
That would have been Leo, yeah. I didn't quite make it all the way to the Eagle Scout.
Oh, really? Bastards. What got in the way?
I got a layoff.
What got in the way was I moved, and the new Boy Scout troop that I got to did not... They did not...
filled with kid touchers.
It was filled with kid touchers, probably, but they did not honor my Arrow of Light award.
Oh, not the arrow.
They didn't believe my Arrow of Light. They thought I stole the patch. So now, they wanted to demote me all the way back down to Tenderfoot, and I was like,
oh!
Not going to happen.
I heard no bad word. Howard, were you a Boy Scout?
Absolutely not. Actually, first grade, I remember getting the sign-up form, and I threw it away.
Good man. That's because you're a communist agent.
Yeah.
But did you have the goddamn Indian who dressed like the village person Indian presenting awards for you, or was that just like my troop? Like, we were extra lucky.
That must have just been your troop. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Damn, that was gay. That I just remember that right now. Like, for big awards, some guy would dress like an Indian in like booty shorts too. Like, it really was the village person Indian costume.
Yeah, that offends my sensibilities.
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
There you go. My new toy, Mark Simpson.
I can think of a reason or two, but...
Not on air, Shane. We're all gay here. That's all true. Gay, all laughter. But it made me think of the toilets. I guess you never went away to camp then, right?
No, I went to camp.
What kind of camp?
I went to Jesus camp.
Did you?
Really? I absolutely went to Jesus camp.
You went to Jesus camp? Like, yeah, the one that has times. The movie made about it?
No, not that kind. Actually, one time we went, and the guy was getting old, so he forgot to give us the Jesus talk. So, like, as we're leaving on the final day...
He's just like, oh, yeah, Jesus rocks.
No, like, we had this... Our camp counselor that year was agnostic, but his parents were friends with this guy. So he actually made fun of the camp head. He was just like, hey, guess what? These kids got out without you talking to them. He actually kind of lorded over the guy about it, where he was just like, hey.
Lorded. Dun, dun, dun. But he was just city.
He was so happy about it, because he... Kind of thought it was all bull.
Dude. Okay.
It was the strangest Jesus camp experience.
Did Jesus camp have toilets like that? That
we had
flushed?
A privy. It took me 3 days to take a dump.
Oh, you were like that too? You had one of those just like kind of an 8-foot cement pit you'd make into?
Yeah.
Okay. And Shane, you're a Boy Scout, so you went to, was it Camp Akela for you?
I don't even remember the name of it, I'll be honest with you, but I went away to the camp where there were no privies or toilets or any of that, so, you know, you're...
You just made in a bucket in front of the rest of your children.
No, you go out in the woods with a roll of toilet paper, and, you know, you do your business wherever.
What the hell camp is this?
I like I said, I don't remember.
Sex camp.
I may have blocked the memory out a little bit. There may have been some other nasty things.
You are gay.
That's right.
Wow, are there any cameras around filming this?
There may have been. You know, I don't know. I bet you if you go look on the internet, you might be able to find a little 8-year-old Shane out at Boy Scout camp.
Sadly, I think you predate most internet porn.
Sadly?
At that age. Luckily, yes, sadly.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry to disappoint
you. Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
I don't know.
Exactly. Why? But, I remember mine. I was at Camp Akela, and like Howard said, I held out like a champ, and they ended up like putting laxatives in the food, I think, by the third day to get all the stragglers. Yeah, because we had this ham. It was macaroni cheese with ham bits in it. And I don't, they must have left the ham out in the sun for like 4 days because every kid, like, we kind of had like a no crapping pact going on. Like, dude, it's so gross up there. Wah. Oh my God, it tore through us. Oh, like an hour after that meal, I was making all over the walls of this thing. It was just this 8-foot concrete pit. And at the bottom, like, once I went up there and braved the smell, I was completely obsessed with it because I loved poop humor even then. And so, like, we would take huge logs and drop them down there and hear them splat into the crap. There are snakes that live at the bottom, and we drop crap on them. Oh, yeah. I mean, the snakes were, like, 10 feet down, so they couldn't nip your sack or anything. But I used to shine a flashlight and just look at all the turds splattered all over the walls. Like, I was enchanted after I braved it. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Kinda get like, a little insight into John here. We get to know a little bit more about what he's into.
Kind of like, you know, how I lose the V card at an old age and then become a whoremonger. Same difference, you know? And it just got me. I mean, that was the most ghastly, ungodly smell I could remember ever.
Until the other day.
Until the other day, yeah. And that was a great segue, Shane. You are an awesome co-host.
I do my best. What can I tell you?
Duffman has a bad feeling about this.
I just was emulating the Duffman voice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it got me thinking because I had also been staying up the other night reading some of Style, the pickup artist's books. And he's, yeah, I know, good old pickup artistry. The thing that has gotten me women in my life. Nice knuckle crack on air.
God. Doing my best for you.
Oh, God.
I don't want the dead air going out there.
Oh, what, are we all going to do it?
Why not?
Are we going to have a crack off? Ow! Oh, my thumb.
Oh. It's not supposed to hurt, man.
It kind of, hold
on. Stop trying to show off on air.
Yeah, this will get me all the PT. All that stanky tang. Okay, we're all done in so many ways. So many senses of the expression. But he was talking about scout camp the first time he whacked off. And he said this the alpha male of the group, who was, you know, older and tougher, I guess, he trots in, he's like, look what I've figured out how to do. And he's like, this is in the middle of a tent, and he just produces his member and starts to flail away on it. And then he said, the alpha had this effeminate little beta buddy. You know, I'm trying to think, I guess, like if Nelson Muntz was friends with Milhouse or something, you know what I mean? And the kid trots around, minces about with a can of shaving cream, putting a dollop in everyone else's hand so they could all spank it at the same time. And this is his first spanking experience. And I'm wondering...
You know, that explains a lot.
Yeah, that it really does. It does. Good old Style. Good old 5'6", bald, 120-something-pound Style. Who felt the need to overcompensate so much later in life by just being a whoremonger of biblical proportion. But I was thinking my own foray into that avenue was very similar. At least I had never even thought to do it until it was suggested by one Jimmy Thomas, a name that will ring true with Howard Highland over here.
No, I remember Highland. Jimmy. He was more your flavor.
Hey, it didn't go that far. But anyhow.
No, I'm not gay.
What? Steve Carell said it for me. It's got to be true. He came in. God, Shane, you must have been ninth grade for these, so probably you really wouldn't have cared, but Howard and I were fifth or sixth. Even then, it was a little young for us, but I remember there was this invention, if you will, called the Squiggle Wiggle Writer.
And Squiggle Wiggle Writer.
Squiggle Wiggle Writer. And it was a pen that had kind of a little swinging weight at the end of it that was battery-powered.
I'm trying to think about where this story might be going, and I really have no idea.
Well, it stays external. Don't worry. The Squiggle Wiggle Writer does not smell like BM by the end of the story. But he learns that if you hold up a fully functioning Squiggle Wiggle Writer to your junk, eventually magic comes out. You know, that which gives me my mana, that which I draw my energy from, that comes out. And he starts getting everyone, convincing them to get Squiggle Wiggle Writers for Christmas so they can all kind of, you know, do their thing with them. So, Howard, did you have... I heard...
I was no party to this.
You were not. And Shane, you.
I discovered the way every boy was supposed to, where you find your dad's porn stash, you know, and you just. Naturally discover.
See, I looked at my dad's porn from an incredibly early age, like to the point there's no way I could figure out like any kind of sexual functionality from it.
But I can tell you this: I did not require toys in order to assist myself when I was first beginning.
Oh, such is the magnitude of Shane's lover skills.
No, I'm nothing about my magnitude, just the lack of yours, I suppose.
I can't even pound myself off. But I didn't get one because I thought it'd be a little flouncy, a little sissy if I got the...
A little gay.
Yeah, I said I am not gay.
If I got the squiggle wiggle writer. And so I start kind of, you know, doing my thing manually, trying to piece it together. Like, I don't remember you guys. The first few times, you don't really know how to do it well. You really hurt the little guy.
Yeah. You say you hurt it. You're just a little surprised by the results, I guess.
Well, you don't know how long you have to do it and, like, how hard. Like, first few times, you can really wail on the little bastard.
Well, I personally am a gentle lover, so that was not really an issue.
At what age did you start gently loving yourself?
I don't know, maybe about like 10 or 11, something like that.
Damn. That right. Okay, you were... God, I was 11, I think, and I was pretty ahead of the curve for my little posse. I thought I was like a freak for it. Like,
I was a quick learner.
I was convinced Jesus hated me for it. I wasn't even that Christian or anything, but I was convinced that was one thing God would hate me for.
You made baby Jesus cry, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much, man. But I couldn't get enough of it. So I just like do it and then feel really bad about myself over and over. Howard, your story. What you had to be
like,
late.
It was like 8th grade, yeah.
Okay, well, no. 8th grade's kind of late. 14, 13.
Yeah, yeah. I think actually my one of my sister's boyfriends just bought me a Playboy, you know?
Oh, that could have gone so many ways. But I'm glad.
No, it didn't go that way.
Your sister's boyfriend bought you a magazine instead of...
No, he figured I could use one, and I used it.
Now, was this your Star Trek-loving sister or, like, the badass pierced sister that I've never met?
No, like, that one, everyone's still convinced is a lesbian, so...
The badass sister?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, don't really date.
You think so?
No, she's
a lesbo.
She just, yeah. That's the story she keeps with the family, I think.
That she is not?
No, that's, like, she doesn't date men, so. Because she actually does, but, you know, she doesn't want people asking about her private life.
Oh,
so the way to get out of it is just to say, you know what? I'm gay. Please leave me alone. Stop asking about my private life.
Wow.
It's pretty effective.
With a Janine Garofalo delivery like that. God. I don't know, man. I've never met that sister. I'd heard from a couple people she's kind of a comely young lass. Although we're all getting kind of old, so how old's that sister got to be? Like 33?
31, 32.
Something
like that.
32.
My family holds up, though. Like, Asian people don't age that much.
No.
I don't know if you noticed, but...
Oh, yeah. They have eerie DNA.
Yeah.
You still have a boyhood hairline, whereas I'm on God knows how many medications to keep mine from... Looking like Al Bundy. Oh, my God. But, well, yeah, because you have that sister, and then you have the one sister who's really nice. Is it Jen?
Yeah, yeah. But no, she looks like you with
girl parts.
You know, different people say I look more like different sisters.
Really?
Yeah. Like, some people think I look much more like the other one.
Jen looks like you in a Halloween costume.
I mean, honestly, other people say that I look more like my other sister, too.
Really?
Yeah, it really depends on who you met. It really does, and they don't look that much similar at all. But somehow I look like they basically put their DNA together. It's weird.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Shane with his brothers. Although, everyone has to say you look like Kenny, goddammit.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. Kenny's last woman used to say that me and Kenny looked alike, and Michael didn't look anything like
either
one of
us. And that she wanted to swing.
I didn't say any of that. And then Michael's girlfriend will say that Michael and I look exactly alike, and Kenny doesn't look anything like either one of us, so... I guess
I think they're all hinting that they want to be with you.
They, you know, if they are, I can't go that way. That's not fair to my brothers, man.
Really?
That's not fair.
Your first name isn't Will. What?
Ouch.
Sorry, I had to make too easy a joke.
Wow.
What, man? Too easy.
You still hear me laughing?
Screw it. I guess I promised Maria we'd call her on air. Maria Papageorgio, matriarch of the clan Papageorgio.
She's still listening?
I don't know. Not after that.
After 10 minutes of hearing three boys talking about their first masturbatory experience.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out. Screw it. As I hum over the number.
Because, you know, people can figure it out from that.
Well, you can play a recording of that into a phone and it'll call it.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, phones are dumb like that.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Maria.
Hi.
Have you been listening?
You know, right, I wasn't thrilled by the topic, so, you know, fortunately, I had a little urge, and I bought some bubbles, so I'm blowing bubbles.
That sounded so risque on the air.
Anyway, you know, I can't hear you very well on the phone.
Really? Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, the send's not turned up.
There
Hold
you
on.
Go.
Is that
now
better?
I can, yes.
Can you still hear me, or did I hang up on you?
Oh, no, this is perfect.
Good. Now we're not going to get feedback from the phone being off the hook.
Uh-huh.
I'm just such a little professional DJ now.
How did you end up? Yeah, bravo. I'm
Thank
so proud.
You.
How did you end up getting two co-conspirators there?
Shane was down for it, and Howard vocalized that he wanted to join in.
Well, good. That worked out well. I'm happy.
It did. Say hi to Howard.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, Mrs. Papageorgio.
Say hi to Shane.
Hi, Shane.
Hi, Mrs. Papageorgio.
Thank you, Mommy. Mom, I wanted to talk a little, I guess, about the GT days. Do you think that is why we've grown up kind of warped and messed up, the whole GT program?
Perhaps. They say that if you don't go in, I don't know. Anyway, the theory was...
For those listening at home, gifted and talented, GT.
Right.
Shane, you went through GT.
I went through the GT program.
Howard went through GT.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're all not exactly... We're delightfully colorful, shall
we say? I don't
think
it has to do with the GT program. I think it has to do with who you are innately.
Oh, so I'm naturally...
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I think it has to do with your... No, because you have quick, clever minds, and usually accompanying that are high sensitivities. And unfortunately...
We are flowers in our own way.
Differently, and you perceive them differently, and you feel them more deeply than other people. I mean, I think it's easier to be a pachyderm. I call them pachyderms.
What a big
John,
dumb person.
Your sound went again.
My sound went again?
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me now, though, right?
Yes, I can.
All right.
John, I think your mom just called me a big fat elephant.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You insensitive oaf.
No, you're on the contrary. You know, you're the one with the...
No, you are a dainty lavender.
Yeah, but the others who have the easier life, that you think have the easier life, are
they
usually
do.
Thick-skinned.
They just walk around and drink and screw and watch football.
Yeah.
I do the same thing, but I feel guilty about it.
Right. Maybe that's the difference. But see, the idea was that you would feel alone with so-called, and I'll put it in quotation marks, regular
stupid,
kids.
Normal kids.
Right. You wouldn't
I hate you all. We're smarter than you.
No, because you would use a word, and they would look at you and make fun, and don't tell me those things didn't happen. That happened to me. I wasn't, there weren't GT programs.
People made fun of you as a child. I refuse to believe it.
I mean, even now, if I use a word, all through my adult life, and, you know, and I've really ratcheted down on my vocabulary. But if... In just any public situation, if I use a certain word, what? You know, and I don't care because I'm kind of like the letters lady anyway.
Well, then I'm going to blame you for why I messed up and not the normal kids.
Well, I inherited my genes.
Well, I want to, like, tell me a little about your childhood on the air because these boys don't know much about it. I don't know
they're
much.
They're probably not even interested.
Yes, they are. Say it.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'm very,
very convincing.
That.
I want to, because I know you smothered Will and I.
Right.
Or me and Will.
Because.
I gotta, hold on, I have to use correct grammar. I'm a smart kid on the air.
Okay, why did I do that?
Oh, hold on. Cue the pitch whistle. You smothered us as children because your own mother didn't smother you enough.
Right, she was rather disinterested, and I understand, as the French say, to understand is to forgive. My mother had to bemother five of her siblings, at least five.
And you were raised by black housekeepers.
To a large, not raised by, you know, but I always...
Business, everybody!
I was put in, you know, the pram and wheeled around to Baker Park, and one time left in the sun, both my brother and the
Maybe
lady.
They wanted you to look like their own daughter.
But Mama always... Tell that story without any shame, and they left you there, both of you.
What story? When the housekeepers just left you?
Well, yeah, oh, just left us in Baker Park, my brother.
Not Baker Park.
Baker Park.
Oh, Baker Park.
In Frederick.
Oof.
Yeah.
tough part
imagine?
Of town.
Of course, it was a small town, you know, but nobody took us. But
yeah.
Can you imagine? But we had, you know, I mean, she just, I don't know, she didn't want to do the mothering thing. And yet, of course, she always watched out for, and was careful all our physical needs.
But
know.
She loved Pepsi.
All right, John. And she loved us, but she wasn't, she was mothered out. That's the phrase
Maybe
I
if
used.
She named you Pepsi, she would have loved you.
Oh, get out of here. Anyway, that's probably why, and she wasn't ever present for anything.
But
I
she,
mean, anything.
She loved animals and
any
not you.
Any awards or anything. Prom nights, nothing.
I'm so happy you were there for everything.
Well, I was, so you know that.
Including all your insane calls to me at all hours of the night. Can we discuss the phone call last night?
Oh, by the way, okay. I have to tell you what it's all about. It suddenly hit me because one night I had a very bad night of sleep, and I told my manager, and he said, you had a panic attack.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's what it is.
Your whole life is a panic attack.
But anyway, I had these irrational fears.
You're going to live till 100 and bury me.
Stop that.
By giving me high tension.
Stop that.
Stop that. I will. It's true. You're going to be like, John, call me from the funeral home, okay?
Stop that, John.
Tell me if you're okay.
All right.
All right. Anyhow, my brother is down in North Carolina right now, shaming the family name by spending 7 hours either way to engage in intercourse with a tramp. And did I hear a chuckle out of you, Mother?
Well, that's not, you know, really, that's not,
Whatever.
Okay, I don't like to talk about people like that, though.
I
worry. I wish my son.
I know you always say I wouldn't
taste.
Have fit in the world of the Godfather. To that I reply, because they were allowed to take care of Fredo.
Stop that.
They were allowed to put him out in the boat.
I'll slap you upside the head.
Well, he did a Hail Mary to catch fish, and then blam!
All right, stop it. That's unnecessary.
Okay.
I mean, we all have our pains. You think your brother doesn't have his pains and fears?
Yeah, I have a pain.
All right.
My brother.
Stop it.
Whom I love, but...
Of course you do. I mean, I think that's part of it. Oddly enough, I...
Oh, yeah. Deep down, I just feel disappointed.
But
it's like having a child that let you down.
Right, but you realize, actually, you know, one overlooks... Remember the first time that you had Uncle Kenny's niece here?
Yeah.
Anyway, he was all upset over her. I think you two just, you know, you have this...
My first girlfriend.
You have this strong connection, and I think both of you never thinks anybody is good enough for you. I mean, although I have to real... I agree.
Said I am not gay.
No, I agree that Will doesn't have the best of taste.
No, he doesn't.
But,
see,
but you're the one that brought this little hooker into our lives.
Hey!
Little
geez.
Hooker! Oh!
Hey, well, yeah, she is.
I don't know. Stop
no, she
it.
Is. I mean, she
I
is.
I don't know.
Probably literally, but...
You know, John, you realize that if Will ends up siring a youngling with this one,
it'll be
all your fault.
I'll kill it with my bare
Listen,
hands.
No,
like,
no,
Hercules stop. Did his children.
John, I don't understand this. How does anyone even bring someone into his house that he doesn't even know their last name? I mean, this is insane to me.
Oh, I was bigger than her. If she got out of line, I could shove her down the stairs.
Which, incidentally, might be how you handle it if he does sire a youngling with her.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, hey, look over there, UFO, punt.
Anyway, well, let's not keep complaining about her, okay?
Falcon just, punch!
Yeah.
You know, and remember, always Tiger have compassion. Always have compassion, even though you may not think she is, you know, ideal material. I mean,
well,
but protect oneself, too.
Her criminal rap sheet would show only misdemeanor, so she's a fine person, I'm sure.
She does have that?
Oops, did I say that on air?
I'm afraid you did.
John, is that true?
Yes.
How do you know this?
She confided such things to me. The fool.
Why? What did she do?
Solicitation of prostitution.
John, are you...
No, she had to go back to North Carolina to face a drunken public charge.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what town was this?
Fayetteville, maybe?
Asheville.
It's Asheville, there you go.
Is that... She goes to college there or something? Because a lot of college town cops like to do that.
She doesn't go to college.
I was going
to
say, she doesn't sound like the college type.
If there's a college called Whore U and it isn't affiliated with a porn site, then she went there.
Actually, you know, I went to a strip club in Corpus Christi, Texas, and most of the girls there went to the community college. So that was their way
of
there. Yeah, and they're stripping their way through school, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a community college.
Hey, like, I know a couple dancers who are friends of academia. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say that. It's true. Once
That's
in
an
a
awesome
while.
Way to pay through school.
Yeah.
Oh, in the 60s, the big thing was belly dancers were going for master's degrees.
Were they topless?
No.
Oh.
For the right price.
Yeah. Where were we? I don't remember, Mommy.
You hate course, your brother? Oh, I think that's where we were.
I love Will. He disappoints.
I know you do. You too.
He
really
disappoints. I brought home a toilet, and you make number two in a toilet. You don't buy a dinner.
You shouldn't have brought it home. Why were you bringing
Truth.
Stuff
Truth.
Home?
I didn't.
Zing.
Okay, you know, because I figure if you know how to treat a toilet right, there's no danger in a toilet. But then you
that's
forget
ridiculous.
A dog drinks out of a toilet. You gotta Jeez. Put the, you know?
Wow, you just insulted like three people in one chapter.
I'm just saying, to a human, is a toilet dangerous? No, it's a thing you make it. But a dog will go to town in said toilet. A dog will view it as a oasis in the desert.
Okay, stop. I know. All I can tell you is I know you two really care deeply about each
Very
other.
Very much so. And so
I
that's,
say,
I'm
yes.
just... Okay.
And as I always say, there is no one else in the world as close to you that would know you and have the same experiences as your brother. One must always treasure one's siblings. Always. Nobody else had the same experiences as you, as that person.
Only Will and Richard Harmon.
Richard Harmon?
Yes. My brother from another mother.
Okay, I guess. Anyway, I mean, maybe you have some kinship there.
Yes.
All right.
With Richard Harmon.
With Richard Harmon.
But, I mean, you know...
Why would anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to have compassion all around, but make sure everybody's safe. That's all I can say.
Well, everyone will be safe, I suppose. I mean... Whores don't automatically have the hivy.
Well, you were asking. I think you were trying to talk about my panic attack and wanting and worried about.
That's right. So okay, this chick has leapfrog up to Will's number two MySpace buddy. I'm still number one, not after this radio show, but and my mom calls me. She somehow embraced the fact that he was down there driving 7 hours either way to lay this prostitute whore. And the whole time I'm with her for the 4th of July, she's feeding me food, as a woman should. And you don't bring it up once the whole time. Like, I was shocked. How did you manage to remain silent about it, you psycho?
It was all churning inside.
Of course. I knew it had to be festering.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm so naive. Like, I left your house at, like, 9.
And you thought I was okay.
I was like, what the hell just happened? Like, she's grown up or something. I owe Maria an apology.
I was like a corked bottle ready to explode.
So I'm out. Like, chilling with Richard Harmon, who I've now adopted and made my little brother, even though he's 33. And I get a call from none other than Maria. And what do you demand in a tear-filled voice?
That you check his website and see if it's still up.
His MySpace. To make sure his MySpace is still up.
Because that's a perfect indicator of one's health and safety.
Exactly. It's like the goddamn bracelets from the Ewok movies,
no,
where
you
die and it dims.
You have to understand my line of reasoning. I thought she forced him to take down... You have to say I'm having a panic attack.
No, let's hear your logic.
I thought she made him tear down his space so that hers disappeared.
Is that how that works?
Yes,
that's exactly how MySpace works. I'm so happy. So I start deriding her. And I put it on speaker. You didn't know you were on speaker. I just put it on speaker in front of Rich to make him laugh. And I start going, well, Mom, at first I tell you what, that his MySpace has been updated.
No, I figured I was on speaker because I think he punched you when I said that you were being very cruel and that you and Will both had a mean streak.
Yeah, well, you were crying hysterically because I said his MySpace had been updated to reflect he was deceased.
I said you could have allayed my fears and you kept refusing. And I thought, why would anybody... torture someone if you know somebody is going around the bend, try to save them.
Well, I started screaming back at her, tell me that ghosts aren't real or I won't be able to get to bed tonight.
And I hung up.
Yeah. And so I kept calling back and demanding to tell me that ghosts weren't real and saying if someone were able to allay someone's fear, whatever the hell stupid line you said.
Well, anyway, that's when I said that you should be ashamed and you and Will both share that mean streak.
But it's not a mean streak. You're insane.
If you feel that I am going over the top, then help pull me back.
There's nothing to pull you back. You're broken.
I'll get out anyway.
You're unfixable.
I'm okay right now.
There's one panacea coming for you.
What?
The dirt nap.
Oh, stop.
I didn't say it was around the bend, but it's coming.
It's coming for you too, my friend.
I know. Pretty fast. After my own skankery in the past few weeks.
Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the story, and I imagine if anybody else is listening to this, they're bored at this point.
Says who? All my listeners love me and everything I do.
I think one person might not be completely bored with this if your brother happens to be catching this on the internet right now.
No, he left his laptop in his room. We're safe.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if he had it, he wouldn't be listening to the radio at this point.
No, no. He doesn't want to hear this public scourging of him, of his character.
Well, I suggest that you just have love in your heart.
I will.
Okay. And you be understanding always and just all do right. your best.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Mommy.
Love you.
I won't bring home any more skanks.
I missed the show. You realize, remember, I was in Las Vegas with my brother, and then I saw, whatchamacallit?
You saw Jersey Boys, the best thing ever.
I saw Jersey Boys in Las Vegas.
Tell us how good Jersey Boys was, Mom.
It was fantastic.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. And how good was Mamma Mia, Mom?
John, you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm not. I want theater reviews and culture on the air.
It was wonderful, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
But the thrill... yeah, the thrill, I told you, of seeing Jersey Boys was, of course, because my brother was one, and it was just... It was just fantastic. Was it? And did you tell your friends that actually, even though he's not named, he is there? The guy that steps off the, you know, when
I'll tell everyone.
Anyway, he's the one. He's represented by the tall, slim guitarist with a lot of dark hair and the Telecaster guitar, who comes out. With
I love
Frankie.
You, Mom.
Okay, bye.
Hey.
Yeah.
Is there food at the house?
Well, I have what's yesterday, but I went out to get something else. I was going to make some chicken or something. Why? What would you like?
How many beans? How much in the way of beans, left?
Did you eat all those beans?
No.
That I gave you? Well, you have beans, too.
Yeah, but I want more beans.
Oh, I still have more beans.
Good.
Oh, and I also got some mint chocolate chip ice cream.
To enjoy with the beans. Okay. I love you, Mother.
Love you, too. Bye, guys.
Good day.
Bye.
And be nice, John, to your brother.
I will.
And I mean it, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I fell asleep during that a couple times. I'm not going to lie to you, boys. It was... I had my fun.
Yeah. How many listeners do you have right now?
I don't even check anymore. It depresses me. I just do the damn show. It's not about listeners, man. It's about me kind of learning behind the air, you know, behind mic skills.
Like, that's good. I was just wondering if Carmen is still listening even. I was like, is she out there?
Carmen does sometimes, yeah. Okay. If she's got money for internet. If she hasn't spent that money on wine.
We know there's at least one listener who calls in every single week who hasn't called in yet.
The snorer. I could spoil the mystery of the snorer as I learn their secret identity.
Oh, you have to tell me off the air.
I know. I'm not going to give it away on air. But snorer said there would be no more snoring calls.
Oh, you disappoint me.
I know. It's not that cool. But hopefully I will be gentleman on the air in a real studio. On actual airwaves in a couple months.
For easy.
Yes.
In Fairfax.
Tyson's, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I work for the illustrious, the luminous WDMV 700 AM.
WDMV.
Two-watt signal. Shut up. Eat my D. But, yeah.
Oh, they would pay you.
Oh, I'm getting paid now there. But they'd pay me for this, too. But I'm a board op right now. I got the job like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, fat man.
And I've been cutting commercials for them nonstop.
That's excellent.
Yes, you can hear me on the air every 15 minutes now in the Washington, D.C. area.
That's really scary.
Shilling various products.
Is that available online?
Oh, I saved all 10 commercials for our listening delight. I bleeped the first three I ever made. I took out the product reference because I know that's illegal. I can't talk about it. But in a completely unrelated note, isn't Gold Bond foot powder an awesome product?
completely unrelated note.
But, yeah, so the first time I got behind the mic to record these things, I just put on this really fakey BS DJ voice because I didn't know how the hell else you do it.
Right.
I'm just like, blah, 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 blah. And I have three samples of the first three I cut because those are the biggest, fakiest ones I did. Like, I boomed the voice so much I had, like, a sore throat for an hour afterward. But here it comes. I figured we can play these to hookers for the end of the show or something. Just harass hookers with that. Or fake voices. We can harass hookers as the Grease Man. I could do it as Harry Carey. You know, whatever. I had a whole bit done with Harry Carey is secretly gay, but I haven't finished scripting it. I wanted to do it last week where he talks about banging all the 80s action stars. You know, like, Steven Seagal, jealous, selfish lover. You know, it just goes on like that.
You know what? I believe that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know Steven Seagal's horrid in bed. Like, he's just like, head. And then lies back with his arms crossed.
Yeah, you know, he just lays there, puts his hands behind his head, and doesn't move.
Yeah. And then you climb on top of that fleshy mountain. And, you know, you're like, it's like when you're on top of a girl and you kind of got your hands on her boobs. That's what he does, or what the woman does on top of Steven. She just takes a big handful of his mammaries.
Yeah, but you know
saddles
what?
Saddles on
he would still kick your ass.
Yeah, that's a sad thing to admit. Look, he's a big fat whale. He stopped getting like all athletic in his movies and then got more into the whole judo, like, I can push you over by farting on you.
I flail my arms around without moving any of my body.
He looked like a little mincing bitch slapping away. I just want to say mincing on the air today. It's been like two times. But without further ado, here's me cutting a spot for a mysterious product. Unrelated note, what is the best foot powder on earth, boys?
I think you told us to say it was Gold Bond.
There you go, Gold Bond.
If hot, itchy feet cause you discomfort, quick, reach for maximum strength relief with medicated foot powder. Fast relief you can feel working for hours.
Hours. Working for hours, Howard.
That I couldn't even tell that was you. Like
it actually, was, no, it really doesn't sound like you.
That's what everyone said when I talk like this.
Don't let itchy, hot, or smelly feet cause you discomfort this summer.
No.
Look for the healing seal of medicated foot powder and get fast relief you can feel.
You better find it. And here's spot three.
Yeah, I got some fast relief you can feel.
Oh.
Feet. They itch, they sweat, they burn.
That's my favorite.
Not when you use medicated foot powder. Maximum strength medicine for maximum relief. Works as hard as your feet.
Oh, it cuts off the feet at the very end. It works as hard as your feet. This mysterious product.
You're a D-bag.
What do you mean?
Like, I think yuppies worldwide would buy your product.
You mean when I talk like this? Come to the sushi hut, where you can gorge yourself, filling the void of your meaningless life. Talk about how hard it was for you to abduct a dog. Your trips to IKEA.
You should definitely sell for IKEA.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I have new ones. I have Home Depot, and I also have Kaiser Permanente.
I'd love to hear the Kaiser Permanente one.
Okay. You know what? Screw it. We're going to play those on air. Kaiser, you get free sponsorship. I'm going to just go like, ah, when they say Kaiser. Like the way we bleep out F-bombs. Okay, hold on. Come here. Second batch of ads.
This is professional right here.
Oh, well, just dead air upon dead air. Just beating you with the dead air baton.
That was very...
Kaiser Permanente would like you to remember
that
exercise helps keep your immune system strong and has the added advantage of helping you sleep so you can stay healthy and thrive.
There you go.
You sound like the whitest man alive doing that commercial.
Do I really?
No, you see, you didn't even do the low DJ voice. You just sound like the whitest man.
I'm just trying to sell products, Shane.
I'm just telling you, you sound like a white boy.
Well, I somehow have learned to mimic the voice of a white boy through years of my black life.
I don't know how you did that.
At Kaiser Permanente, health isn't an industry. It's a cause. That's why we are more than committed to your total health, so you can live well, be well, and thrive.
And thrive. Shane, I want you to live well, be well, and thrive.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Shall we harass the hookers? Okay, we haven't done hooker calls in like forever. You know what's really sad? I've started using the Craigslist whore section for free porn. Because they all put naked pictures of themselves up.
Usually the ones that put the naked pictures themselves up are not the ones to which I would be pleasuring myself.
Well, we always do the BBW search. Either that or the Craigslist hooker has gone up in standard in quality overall. Because, boys, I'm going to put in, you go to Craigslist, for those who want to play along at home. You go to services. You go to erotic, whatever that might mean.
I think we all know what that means.
And you click on women for men, W4M. Come on, load up. And then you click on has image.
Yeah.
And ta-da.
Just a quick question. How proud are you right now, Mrs. Papa Giorgio?
Hey, Mom. Hi, I love you. Turn off the... Oh, that looks like it smells.
Come on. I gotta get up and look at this.
Yeah, get up, boys. Take looks like livestock.
Oh, that's not even attractive.
I know. Okay. That looks like a pig with diarrhea. Like something in a veterinary manual. That was a plug for She Won't Please You Like I Do, a 22-year-old. Yeah, using my white voice.
I don't think she's 22.
Rise and shine, guys. I'm ready to make you rise. No surprise.
Damn. Hey, she can rhyme. How about that?
Hey!
That's nice.
That really looks like my ex. Huh.
Maybe it is. Isn't that how you met her?
No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll give you that. That one's kind of good looking.
Huh. Let's start off the day with a smile. I'm looking forward to making your day perfect. Come see me. She misspelled come with a U in the middle, though. I don't know why.
I don't know why she would do that.
And you're guaranteed. And you're guaranteed. Y-O-U-R. I can't mate with a poor punctuator. Good day, madame. Good day. And there's no... Oh, no. The phone number is spelled out. 571-220-7851. Shall we?
Go for it, man. It's not my phone to be paying for this.
It's no one's phone. It's local. Yeah, I'm not racking up. Okay, hold on. We got to premeditate it really fast. I'm going to do Harry Carey voice because I got nothing else in the arsenal. Either that or I'll talk like this. Just very lispy, but I love the poontang. I just love ladies.
I think I just love Harry Carey.
Big tits in my face.
They're just so beautiful.
You're just to die for. Okay.
Harry Carey, man.
Well, do Harry Carey. Try to seduce himself a young piece. I have to come with you with the request. The request I can't bring to my bitch wife, Dutchie. Yeah, I used Wikipedia. My wife's name is Dutchie.
Dutchie Carey.
Dutchie Carey. Hell of a gal. Oh, God. Can we... Damn it. We always wait too long to do the hooker calls. No.
Do it. Yeah.
We're doing it quick.
You're going to get hung up. Just say something to get hung up on quickly. That's the best way to handle this.
Okay. 571. Come on. Hold on. That did it. What did I do to the phone? I broke into the phone.
Now, do you have to do one of those things where you inform her that she's on the air?
You're on the air. I just stayed at the top of the bit. She doesn't even know what hit her.
Someone's been paying attention to Don Geronimo?
You are on the air.
I thought Virginia was a single party consent state when it came to, like...
What the hell did I do to the phone?
Like, you don't have to technically tell people that they're on the air, right? Or
pretty sure you do.
In this state?
I believe so. Every radio DJ in Virginia does that.
Well, I mean, that's company policy. That's just kind of rude, straight up. But, you know, I haven't known John for his manners all that often.
No.
I'm getting excited.
Probably.
Hello?
You're on the air with Harry Carey. Please talk to me.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Harry Carey. I desire your erotic services.
Do you?
I do.
Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking to Harry.
To who?
Longtime Cubs broadcaster, Harry Carey.
Harry Carey?
Harry Carey.
All right, Harry Carey.
Thank you. Thank you for addressing me properly. I have a proposition for you. I cannot come to you with this. Rather, I cannot come to my wife, Dutchie, with this proposition. My wife, Dutchie Carey.
Hello. Uh-huh.
I have demands, certain things that must be performed by the mouth does not kiss my children goodnight.
Say that again?
Certain acts can only be performed by a mouth that will not kiss my children goodnight. This is where you come in.
Okay.
I request your services for later this evening.
Can I give you a call right back?
That would be divine.
What?
That would be divine.
Great. I'll give you a call back. Harry Carey.
Let me give you my number.
Isn't that the number you called me from?
No.
This is the number on air. I want to give you my personal cell phone.
This is the number on air.
This is the air number. I'm a DJ. I'm calling you for services to be rendered later. What is so hard to understand about this?
Harry, I just didn't understand you.
All right. May I give you my digits now?
How old are you? Can I ask?
I am incredibly ancient and desiccated. I'm 72.
72?
72, but able to perform.
All right. All right, I'm ready for the number.
It is 540.
540.
327.
327.
1467.
1467.
Thank you. Call right back.
All right.
Thank you.
And Allison will be getting a call momentarily.
You just gave Allison's number out on the air. How about that?
All right, gents. I guess we did the thing. I'd like to say goodbye to another episode of Papa's Basement. Howard?
Yeah, it's been good. Appreciate that. That would maybe blush, but I'll be honest.
And Shane? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I will be out and search for my hose for the rest of the day.
And for those of you listening at home, coming up next will be Squire with Night Train Memories. Squire, you've got both 4 and 5 p.m., correct? Squire, you've got both 4 to 6. So he's got you coming up next. Take care, folks, and we will talk to you next week.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
Foreplay. It's called foreplay. Everyone takes off their clothes and they play foreplay. Then he does this, and she does this, and he does this. And before you know it, they're screwing.